Maybe we'll skip to the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Yeah, the Gemara has more details about Bifanei Nechtav. Did already. Maybe we'll skip to the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Yeah, the Gemara has more details about Bifanei Nechtav. Did already. Huh?
It's about the same.
Got two pair of glasses.
Mr. Ginz has the yahrzeit tonight for his father, so we dedicate the shiur in his memory, Rav Shlomo ben Rav Nochum Tzvi. The Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph starts a new topic. There is a din that when you write a get, the sofer has to write the zman, he has to write the date. Strictly speaking, it does make a difference whether you write the date on the top line or the bottom line. Our meaning is that we write the date in the get on the top line. And the same thing in the ksuba, you write the date on the top line. And in the Tanoim, you write the date on the bottom line. Does that make any difference? I would have said absolutely no difference whatsoever. Mam is zero. But in the Achrayim, they say that the minig is that in a shtar maise bezdin, you write the date on the top line. And in a private document, a Tanoim is a private document, so you write the date on the bottom line. So how is this a shtar maise bezdin? Akiyum shtoris, that's a shtar maise bezdin. When Bezdin writes a document, Bezdin writes a pruzbul. That's a maise bezdin. Bezdin writes a kiyum ashtar. This is to ascertain that the signatures on the other shtar have been examined and we established that they're authentic. So a kiyum ashtar is a maise bezdin. But how is a ksuba? How is a get a maise bezdin? So that's what the Achrayim say. The Nachman Shiva quotes this. That the Achrayim say that kol she'ene debet tevigit mikedushin lo yehei leisikimot. So we had the Rashi in the beginning of Gittin said you need a dayan. Here was the Rashi, I forgot already. You need a dayan to be mamuna. Here it does the bottom of Hamad base. Mamuna gitti kol she'ene debet tevigit mikedushin lo yehei leisikimot. It used to be mamana gavra rabbe. So that's considered like a dayan. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Orizal Ruah. We discussed the talk then on Daf Hey. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Orizal Ruah that you should have a bezin b'shas sidur aget. You should have a bezin b'shas sidur kiddushin. That's why the get should always be done by yom. We don't need a bezin of three, a bezin of one. But a bezin of one, I mean you have a rabbi. No, so it should be by yom. You should, like kviyas yeshiva's bezin has to be dafka by yom. That's why some Achrayim also insist that the chasana should also be bayom. The beginning of the chuppah should be bayom because you need a bezin. So that's what the Achrayim say. That's why you write the zman on the first line in the get and in the ksuba because it's supposed to be. It represents the fact that it's a shtam ma'aseh bezin. No. Anyway, it's minhag.
Ksuba certainly a lot of times the wedding is at night.
Yeah.
Ksuba is at night.
So some Rishonim say that that's not right. Some Rishonim say that you need a bezin both for a chasana, kol she'ene debet tevigit mikedushin lo yehei leisikimayim. So you need a bezin both for the get and for the chasana. So therefore the ksuba should have been written under the supervision of the bezin, and therefore the meaning is that you put the zman on the first line. All right. Doesn't really make a difference. So the Mishnah says he needs zman. The zman has to be the correct zman.
For the Eidim, you have to have the date next to their name?
No.
Just sign A.
Well, when they sign, they're signing not only that he wants to divorce his wife, they're signing that date is the accurate date that they're signing.
So what happens if it goes overnight? Let's say
so it's
they
no
start
good.
Writing it.
Oh, that's this Mishnah. Nichta Bayom, the Sefer finished writing the get Bayom, the Nechta Bayom, and the Eidim signed it on the same day. Then it's good. Balaylo, the Nechta Malaylo. The Sefer wrote the get Balaylo, and he writes the Zman of Laila, and it was signed the same light, the same night. Balaylo, the Nechtam. Bayom, let's say the Sefer wrote to get Balaila and the Eidim signed it the next morning.
The same day?
Kosher the same day. Because Hayom Helachachar Alaila. If the get was written tonight, so the Sefer is going to write this man from tonight and the Eidim are going to sign tomorrow morning. So that's the same day. But here goes the Machloikis. What if the get is written by Yom and the Eidim didn't get the get? The Sefer just finished writing the get before Shki and the Eidim come and they dab Meirev and they sign it after Meirev. So it's Nichtam Hayom and Nechtam Balaila. Puzzle because it's a get mukdam, it has the wrong zman on it. It has yesterday's zman. So that's no good.
Does he have to do it in order or can he fill in the date later?
Don't have to do it in order. No, that's a din of mezuzah. Filling the mezuzah has to have a kseva kesidron. You have to write in order. So if there's a psul somewhere, so you have to erase everything from that point on and then rewrite it. And if it has the Shem Hashem in the second half of the filling of mezuzah, so you can't erase the Shem Hashem, so you have to put it in Shemus. A Sefer Torah doesn't need ksiva kesidron. So you have a mistake in the middle of the Sefer Torah, so you correct it. But a tefillah mezuzah, a special din, you need ksiva kesidron. But this doesn't get, doesn't it? You can write the get backwards also. There's no din how you have to write the get. But the zman has to be the accurate zman. So the Mishnah has a machlokes satanaim, tanakame, the chachamim against Reb Shimon. The chachamim, that's the tanakame, says that if it's nichta bayom and nechtam balayl, it's possible. Because it's again mukdam has yesterday's man. The Eidim assigning to the wrong man. Rab Shimon Mash, Rab Shimon Bayichoy says that it is good. Shoy, Rab Shimon I'm a kala gidden all shtaris. Shenichta v'bayom and echtam abalayla psulim. All other shtaris. Rashi says, what's an example of another shtar? Rashi writes, kala shtaris shal mecher, matone, halvor. All other shtaris that have to have his man in it. Rashi writes on the Mishnah. Gidden. Kala gid means all the shtaris of shtar mecher, shtar matone, shtar halvor. If it's written by Yom and the Eidim sign it after Laila Ta'ignish, because it's a Mishtar Mugnam, it has the wrong Zman, Chutz me gitinoshim, that's an exception to the rule. So that's the shaila. Why should gitinoshim be an exception to the rule? If it has the wrong zman, why should it be good? So the Gemara right away explains, itmar, there was a discussion among the Amoraim, what prompted the Chachamim to make a takana that you should have a zman and a get? What do you need it for, bechlal? What prompted the Chachamim to make a takana of zman? So here right away, before you even begin, what do you mean that zman is a takana de Rabbanon? Maybe it's a din de Raisa. Isn't there a din that Edim, whenever Edim come and give a Haggadah Seder, you have to have Drisha v'Chakira? We learn that from Psukim, there are Sheva Chakiras. There are seven questions that you have to ask regarding Zman HaMokom. What day of the week was it? What day of the month was it? What month was it? What year was it? What Shemitah? What Yovel? What place? Days of Mokom, days of Zman. So this is the Hadin Deraisa. Whenever you have Edim give a Haggadah Seder, they have to give the Sheva Hakiris, the Zman and the Mokum. So why should I think that the get should be different? Isn't the get also a din of Edis? Well, that's what the Gemara is going to say. That's what prompted the Chachamim to institute Zman, in order we should know when the issue sends. The Gemara is going to answer. Shouldn't it be a dimin atar? Mishpatech yolachem only comes to equate mominus with nefashis. Well, what about davar should be yervo? This is not mominus and it's not nefashis. But it should be all inclusive. Mishpatech yolachem is everything needs drisha v'chakira. So why shouldn't you require when the edim are signing a get? Why shouldn't you require zman u'mokom min atar? So the pashat the answer l'chara should be exactly what you said. There are two kinds of shtaris: there's a shtar raya and a shtar kinyan. A shtar raya is a haggadah seidus. The edim are giving haggadah that this and this happened, but that's not the case by a get isha. A get isha is a shtar kinyan. It also can serve as a shtar raya if she wants to hold on to the get later to prove that she is divorced. She lives in a community, everybody knows for the last 10-15 years she was married, and now all of a sudden she's gone out, she wants to remarry. So how can she prove that she was divorced? So she holds on to the get and has chasimus. Then we say the get also serves as a shtar raya. But forget about it. Let's say she's not interested in proving. She's going to go to another country where nobody knows who in the world she was, so she'll be believed to say, this kadashti v'niz garashti because hapesha osa hapesha hiter. And she doesn't need any get to prove it. So the Gemara says, Mikra adin, we paskin, you don't even need any eri chasim at all. That's the machlekes we kept on discussing. Eri mesira karasi. That was the machlekes of Meir and the Rab Loza. Rab Loza shita, the way we paskin, the Gemara says, Kaimon hilchas ak Rab Loza begitin, and avdal v'rab an alas. The Gemara said that we pass from the Rablazer, you don't even need any Edim signed on the get at all.
Sorry,
an Eitz Teiva, but Mikra Din Deraisa, you don't, he holds the get is good even without any Edim Hasim. So what do you mean the get is good for what? The get is good, the Shtar Kinyan, it serves as to affect the Gerishin, to cause them to be divorced, it's good. So maybe that's the Pashup Shatan Mam. If they might take the Zman Begitin, why did the Chachamim institute Zman, according to the way we pass from the Halacha like Rabbi Lozor, that you don't even need any Edi Chasima at all. You don't even need any Edi Chasima at all. So you can't say that a get, in order to affect the Gerishin, has to serve as a Shtar Raya. It doesn't. It can serve as a Shtar Kinyan without serving as a Shtar Raya.
Directly it does, because you have a Sukkah involved.
So the get is involved. Who says that a get is edus? You don't even need any edim signed at all. Or you need an edus l'kim adova. Let's say when you give a ring, you say hariyat mekudeshesli, you have to have edus l'kim adova. You need zman. What, the edim have to say what the date is? Yesterday was lag boimah. They have to say by the chasen that today's lag boimah. What? You know, they watch the way he says hariyat mekudeshesli. They don't have to know what day of the week it is and anything. They just know that this man is marrying this woman. That's a good edus l'kim adova. So what was the whole kasha in the first place? A little strange, what the Nemukah Yosef is. But that's the kasha that he asked. Maybe his kasha is, I'll leave it to Rab Meir. Maybe he's asking like this. According to Rab Meir, Rab Meir's opinion is that every shtar kinyan works by serving as a shtar raya. By my giving this single girl ashtar, that she can prove that we are married, that causes us to become married. By my giving my wife ashtar, that she will now be able to prove that we got divorced, this causes us to become divorced. By my giving you ashtar, that my real estate belongs to you, this accomplishes that the real estate hereby becomes yours. The kinyan takes effect by my giving you our right. That's how Rameya holds. Rameya holds that every shtar kinyan works via serving as a shtar. Every shtar has to be a shtar raya. There are two types of shtaras. Yeah, shtar kinyan and shtar raya, but every shtar kinyan has to be rooted in the fact that it serves as a shtar raya, and that's the mechanism. That's how it works as a shtar kinyan. So if you say like that, that every shtar has to start off, every single shtar in the world has to start off as a shtar raya. So what kind of shtar raya? Eidus, a hagadus, eidus, biksav. Oh, so then the Nebuki Yosef has an eyes and a kasha. Why don't she need mamin atayra? Why is it only midirabbanon? That's his kasha. So he gives a teres, which is very questionable, highly questionable. The Nebuki Yosef says, the answer appears on the same daf where the kasha comes from. Adaf lamed beis, he says. In Sanhedrin, adaf lamed beis, and at the very beginning of perik, echad din imamis ve'echad din nefash, is the fourth perik in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara there is bothered with a problem. On the one hand, the Mishnah says there, and Daf Lamed Beis in Sanhedrin, that all shtari, all Eidus Mamon need Rishu v'Chakira. And then there's a Mishnah in Shviyas that says that a shtar Mamon is good without Zman. How can it be? I just learned that from a person, Mishpatechet Yelachem, that all Eidim, even Eidus and Mamonis, needs Rishu v'Chakira Zman. So the Gemara says there's no kasha. Min haTorah, the din is like the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and the Mishnah in Shviyas is the din midrabbanon. That echad din mamz echad din farshes bedrish v'chakira. Ma tam amru, and why would they mavatul a need for drish v'chakira bedini mamnes? Din mamnes ain't sichem. Today shalat din adel is b'fnei loven. You're going to make it too difficult to ever collect any money because the yedim may not remember this man on the makom. If you're going to make it so difficult. The Yedim may not remember his man and the Malkum, so they won't be able to give Malkus, they won't be able to give Misa. No, so the world won't come to an end. So he won't give the Malkus. Oh, you have a murderer running around? So we'll kill him unofficially. We'll put him in prison, we'll do other things. The official deed in the Nefashis, you have to have his man and Malkum. So the Yedim won't know his man and Malkum, so we won't be able to give the official deed in the Nefashis. The world won't come to an end. But the deed in Mamanis, people will stop lending money. Every time they'll have a court case, and the Yedim won't remember this man of so they won't be able to be Moitzi Mammon. So Kadesh Shalotin Aldalus Bifnei Loiv, and the Chachamim did away with that need Minatera. So the Nebuki Yosef says there, when they did away with that Takana de Rabbanon, when they did away with the Din de Araisa, that you need Zman HaMokum, so where did they do away? So he says they really did away with the need for Zman HaMokum by Mammonis, and by Gita Noshim also. They did away by everything. And they reinstituted it. They reinstituted it by get. So that's what the Gemara discusses. Why did they reinstitute? At the time that they abolished the need for Zman HaMokom. So a little funny. Why?
Yeah. Why should they?
It's
not the same principle. Not the same.
Yeah. Well, why did they do away with it and then reinstitute it in the Rabbanon? Leave it the way it was. Very strange. That's what the Nebuki Yosef says. So Rab Chaim in his Sefer, Rab Chaim Rizka quotes this Nebuki Yosef.
Did away because it did away with Mumma. So it's like look.
But they didn't do away in the Fashis.
Yeah.
So the answer is Nishkan like plug. In all Mumminists they did away, even though it's not a halvor. And Kadesh Allah ten of Dals Bifnei Lev maybe should only apply to Halvois. No, they did away in all Dini Mominis. But Masa Matan. Okay, but when it comes to Dovish Bierva, so why should that be a Loiplug just like Nefashis is not a Loiplug, it's really a separate category. So Dovish Bierva should be a separate category. Strange what he says. The Nebuki Yosef is Irish, and Nebuki Yosef on the side of the Rif, and Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis, that's what he writes. When they did away mid the Rabbanon with the Din der Isa, that you need Zman and Mokom by Mominis, so they also did away at that time with the Din der Isa, that you need Zman and Mokom by Get. So how can it be, what do you mean? Mid der Isa, the Get is no good because you don't have this Zman and Mokom. And mid the Rabbanon, it's good. The woman is an Eshe Sish Menatera. And with the Rabbanon, we allow her to remarry with a get, which is Pasul Menatar and Kosher with the Rabbanon. So he's saying, Afkir Rabbanon Kedushim Minei.
Very, very, very.
Hazash Tikal Torah. That's how the Nebuki Yosef says. Menatar, every get needs Manamokam. If you're going to have Eri Hasim on the bottom, according to Rab Meir, that according to Rab Loza, the get doesn't need any Eri Hasim, so it's not a Haggadah Seidus at all. It's bechlal narach. The word get has nothing to do with how God is saying it. Kushin may correlate. A get doesn't mean, a get means a sipra ma'isa biksav. It has nothing to do with how God is saying it. The whole kasha only is according to Rav Meir. If you're all like Rav Meir, they're ready chasima karsi. So every get is a Haggadah Seydis Biksav. Haggadah Seydis, Dr. Chavim's Zmanamokim. So he says, Minatari, you need Zmanamokim. The Rabbanim, when they did away with the need for Zmanamokim in Shtoris, they did away with the need for Zmanamokim even in all Shtoris. Shtori Mammon, there are no Shtoris in Malkus and Misan. So they didn't do away, but they did away with the need for Zmanamokim in all Shtoris. That's the life look. They did away with Shtori Mammon, Shtori Dovishabiyarva. They did away with everything. Hi, how can it be? If Minatari the get is no good, Midirabbanim the get is good, a woman can remarry with a pasul of get. So the answer is Hafkira Abani Kedushim Minei. And then they reinstituted the need for Zman Midirabbanim for whatever reason the Gemara is going to work on over here. That's how he says, a Shverevot, very Shverevot. On the right hand side on the daf, it tells you to look in Yevamah's daf Lamed Aleph on the base. They give you in the Masoris HaShas, they give you the cross references. This discussion of emphematic to Zman Megidin appears there in Yevamos also. The Gemara says there in Yevamos that by Shtar Shichur Evet Kenayni they never introduced, even though we say Lo Lo Meisho, and we had B'Shalosh Drach M'Shavu Gitin Nashim Shechuri Avodim, all the dinim that you have in common between the Get Isha and the Shtar Shichur Evet Kenayni, dinim deraisa and dinim derabanan. The Gemara says the Shavu, you can't write Amechuber, you need Lishma. Shavu and Dinim deraisa, and then the Gemara says Shavu and Dinim derabanan also. There are a lot of Dinim derabanan that are equal by Get Isha and by Shtar Shichur Evet Kenayni. So what about this Din derabanan? With the Rabbanan, they made a takana that you need Zman Begitin. It says it's only with the Rabbanan. If they might pick the Zman Begitin, they made a takana of the Rabbanan, you need Zman by Get Isha. What about by Shtar Shichur Evet Kenayni? Do you need Zman by Shtar Shichur Evet Kenayni? So the Gemara says there in Yevamos, no. Sure. They never made a takana by Shtar. Gemara gives the whole analysis. The whole reason why they made it by get doesn't apply to Shtar Shichur. They're finished. So Rav Chaim asks, how is the Nemuki Yosef going to explain over there? How is he going to explain over there? I have an Evet Kenayni, and then I freed my Evet Kenayni with the Shtar Shichur. I mean, Atera the Shtar Shichur has to have Zman Amokim. And at what point in history when they abolished the need for Zman HaMokim by Shtori Mammon, so they did away with the need for Zman HaMokim by Shtar Shichur Evet Kenayni also, by Kedisha Shtar Shichur Evet Kenayni. So they did away with it. What do you mean did away? So life the Dachan Evet Kenayni on the level of their Isa. How does it become a Shuchur? So by the Kedisha we did a trick over here. We said, Afkira Abad and Kedusha Minei. So what are you going to say over here? Menatayri, he's my Evet Kenayni. And with the Rabbanon, he's freed. So we're going to say, Afkino Rabbanon, what?
What? It's selling.
He becomes Ois Evet Kenayni. So Dafa Blayt Magoy. If you go back by the Get Isha, we say, Menatari, the Get is no good with the Rabbanon. You don't need a Get because she was never married in the first place. So what are you going to say by your Evet Kenayni? I have an Evet Kenayni, and I give him a Shtar Shichur, which is no good Menatari because it doesn't have Zman HaMokim. So Menatari needs Zman HaMokim. With the Rabbanon, we made a takana that it should be good. How can you make a takana? It's good. You made Sarif into a minion. How can it be? But it's the Chanebet Kenayni. The Shtar Shichur is no good. So we'll say, well, Oike Mele Mafreya. Oike what Le Mafreya? You're going to say he never was an Evet Kenayni in the first. What if he was born an Evet Kenayni? His mother was a Shivcha Kenayni, so he was born an Evet Kenayni. Well, Oike, the mother was never, the grandmother was never. So she was a Goya. So they're all Goyim. How did he become a Yid? When you Meshachet Evet Kenayni, Vetter Ayid. He doesn't revert back to become. You don't go. By the Yeshua says, she say you give a get which is only kashim with the Rabbanon, so she's single. So we say Minatayra, she's single, she was never married from day number one. And with the Rabbanon we say she was married and the get the Rabbanon is good for the marriage of
Mamzerim. What about the kid? Mamzerim, the kid?
What about the kid?
Who? The woman was never married.
No, we talk about now.
Never married, single.
No, meaning that she was married, but we say she wasn't. But she had children and
everything. Sure, okay, so they were single, a man and a woman. We have mice and machal yam. It works. It works that people are single and they have children. They're not mamzerim. You mean a different thing. What if she had children from someone other than a husband? She had mamzerim other than a husband. And then you'll give such a get. And then the get will be oike, the marriage mele mafreya. So that's taket zvei days in Taisa's right. So they won't be mamzerim. So Taisa's fek takashe, yecholim, the Taisa's on lamigim ala madal spek, yecholim mamzerim li toher. Whenever you have a case of a mamzer, rachmanel islam, you have a mamzer, So if the people want to be misakin, it should be ois mamza. We have a trick. Let the husband, if the husband will be a nice guy to go along, she had a child from someone other than her husband. He may not want to go along. So if she has a child from somebody other than her husband, but the husband wants to make ois mamzeris, let him give his wife a get, which is no good min haTorah, and it's only good min derabbanan. And the Gemara has a few cases like that. And the Gemara says, how does it work? It can't be. How does it get work? It's good min derabbanan. So the Gemara says, Afkir Rabbanan Kedusha Menei Milab Afreya. It's the Gloy Muslim Afreya. She was never married. She was never married as the Chais Mamzer. So Taisus asked that Kashi. Chayla Mamzerim Li Toher. So one answer in Taisus is, okay. And Achanan, Chayla Mamzerim Toher. It's legit. If it's legitimate, it's legitimate. Chachaman Gemachta Takane. That you write the Kedushin, so do it, Adiram, so do it. And then Taisus has the other day, and Taisus says, no. That's the Taisus over here. Alam Gimel also. The other answer Taisus gives is no. The only time the Chachamim said that this get is good, midirabbanan, the get which is no good, midirabbanan, is good, midirabbanan. The only time they declared that it's Akira Rabbanan Kedushin Minei is only. We have to check into what motivated him to give the get. He's motivated, if his motivation is to be mitayr the mamzerim, to beat the system, he wants to beat the system, he wants to pull a trick. Then the chachamim are not going to get the mafreya to help
him. Along with him.
To be, they're not going to go along. Biki ha-gavna, they never did it. But if what motivated him, he doesn't know about mamzerim. He's interested in divorcing his wife. And it happens that he gave her a get, which is pasul man ha-tera and kashim the rabbanan. And his what motivated him was to divorce her. So then the din is afkir al-bani kedusha minei. So in that case, memela the mamzerim will be kosher. But if that's what he's out to do, he wants to be mitai the mamzerim, then we wouldn't allow it. Those are 2 days in Taisus. One day in Taisus is that we would even say afkir al-bani kedusha minei l'chatchila like that. In the Chuvas Marsham, the Marsham writes that he once did that.
He wants to stay married to her. That the reason that mamzerim, he just wants to stay married to her. In other words, if she was Bazana while Tachas Baila, then he has to divorce her. But now he thinks it's a trick.
Same thing, same thing. The only time the Chachamim, one day in Taisus is Enachinami, it works. And the other day in Taisus is no. The only time the Chachamim will declare Afkino Abani Kedusha Minei is if he's not interested in beating the system. But if he's just trying to beat the system, then they don't make these takonas. This is a takon of Afkino Abani Kedusha Minei. They're in violation of the Din HaTorah. Not violation. It's a loophole.
What happens if he divorces this wife? Can he reinherit her?
The pashta should be, but again, let's say somebody's going to declare bankruptcy. So they made a tikkun amdina that people can declare bankruptcy in order that they should give the person another chance. But there's some people that declare bankruptcy every year and a half. They go into bankruptcy. They just do kol davar asur in business and then declare bankruptcy and then they go baita. So they're not. They're using the takkanas hamdina.
They're
abusing the system. They're using a loophole in order to beat the system. So that should be the pashtus to the 2 days in Taisus. That's the same thing as over here, Afkir Rabbanan Kedusha Minei. They made something with Mnei Tikkun Olam, and he's using that Tikkun Olam. What motivates him to use the Tikkun Olam is not to save his life that he should be able to start anew. It's to cheat again. He wants to cheat again, like he did the last 15 times.
What happens if he's a kohen?
It's not a cheating because what was it that left for him? Yeah. Whom does he do on the bed? He was only Messiah among them.
Yeah, but what happens if this person is a kohen?
Okay.
What happens if this person is a kohen? If you say Afkin Rabun Kedushim Minai, can he marry that woman again afterwards, after he divorces her?
He's never married to her.
Those are 2 days in the Shita Mukubet says there's no Shita on Gitin in the beginning of Ksubis. The same style. There's a whole Gemara here, Lam Gimel Amad Aleph and Gitin. There's such a similar Gemara it has in Yevamos and Ksubis and Bava Basra and Ches, a few places in the Gemara. But the Gemara has a situation where a man is married and mid the Rabbanon and he gives a get, which is no good ben atera, but the Chachamim declared that the get is good. So the Gemara says, but how can it be? What do you mean the get is good? Ain't kerech the Chachamim, lakadov ben atera, bikum v'yaseh. The Chachamim have authority to make gzeiris and chumris. They have the right shave al tazah to tell you don't carry in a carmelis midirabbanon, don't write with your left hand midirabbanon, all the chumis don't eat basa b'chol midirabbanon. They have authority to tell you to violate din ha-ter, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shcholias b'Shabbos, don't shake a lulav and so on. B'shevi al tazah. That's akiras dov min ha-ter, but that's b'shevi al tazah. But at kidei kach akiras dov min ha-ter b'kum v'yaseh, so the Gemara has a whole pilpul. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yibam is daf tzadik, you have the two blood Gemara, no, the ain't kach b'yachachamim. So the Gemara fact Takasha, but you have it all over the place and make takanas and dili mominis. And he say, I can take away the money from you. It's tachat right loy sigzo. So the Gemara says, that's no kasha, hefke bez nefke. Hefke. Once they declared hefke bez nefke, so they declared that your money belongs to me. So that's not gzela, that's not a problem. But then the Gemara asks, what about a get? You have a few cases in the Gemara. You have a few mishnayas where minatoyer, the get is no good. And when the Rabbanon, they said the get is good, how can you say hefke bez nefke on the marriage? They're married minatoyer, the woman is an eshes ish. How do they pull a trick over here and declare that the woman... So that's what the Gemara says, afkin Rabbanon kedush minei. So there in the Shittim Kubetzes, in the beginning of Ksubas and of Gimel, they have two opinions. So one is, a kohen allowed to marry this girl? I say for the last 10 years, she had children with this man, she was living with this man, but she was never married, so she's Nishkin Grusha, Nishkin Grusha. So one opinion is Anachanami, she's allowed to marry a kohen, Nishkin Grusha. She was living with him and they had children and they were never married. And the other opinion is, no, she's a Grusha Midirabbanon. Min ha-Torah, how is she allowed to remarry? She's the Haneshe Sish Deraisa. So min ha-Torah, I say, Afkin Rabbanu Kedusha Minei. Because everybody gets married, says, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So they declare that the original marriage was never Chal. But Midirabbanon, we say the original marriage was Chal, and the get Midirabbanon, hey mama, hey mama, the get Midirabbanon is in Yivam Islamid Aleph. That this takana de rabbanon of zman begitten is only by get and not by shtar shichur. They never made a takana de rabbanon by shtar shichur, so you don't need zman. Halacha l'maase, you don't need zman. So Rav Chaim asks, what are you going to say over there? What are you going to say? Minatari, you need zman, and they did away with the zman with the rabbanon. So how can you have minatari? He's an evet knaini, and with the rabbanon they make him ois evet knaini. How can they make him ois evet knaini? So you're going to say, well, we're oikem mila mafreya. Oikem mafreya, like that guy. Life Dar Goy. If you're going to go back a little further in history, you're going to undo the first stage of Life Dar Goy. If you have a woman who's married, and you're in a marriage, so she'll remain single, so it'll come out she's single, so you come to the same result as if you would have given her a get, make her single, so now it comes out she was single from day number one. But by an Evet Knaini, if you're going to say you're Oikim Ala Mafreya, the whole Kinyan Avdus, so Dafa Blight Magoi. That's not so. He becomes an Evid Meshuchra. He becomes a Meshuchra, a full Yid. So Rav Chaim gives a different answer. Again, to the Mukhi Yisra. Rav Chaim has a famous piece. He says that the halacha that requires Zman and Makoim for all Eidim, Drish Vachakir and Eidim, is not really a din in Hilchas Eidim. It's a din in Bezdin. The Loshan Apostle says, V'dorashto, V'dorashto. How do you pronounce it? V'dorashto, V'chakarto, V'shalto, Heitev. It's a Vav HaMapeches. It says that the Bezdin has to make a Drisha V'Hakira. So it's a din of Bezdin. That's how the Rambam writes also in the Mitzvah Sese, in the Minyan Mitzvah. Mitzvah Sese, Ala Bezdin, Nidush, V'lachkar, Se'edim. It's not a din that the Edim have to give Zman HaMokim. No, it's a din that the Bezdin is not allowed to be Mekabel Edis unless they do a Drisha V'Hakira. They have to make sure that the Edim gives Zman HaMokim. What's enough community to medreita him to medreita her? Bottom line, the Edom have to have. Zman HaMokom says no. What if you have a hechetimtza? We have a Haggadah Seder that doesn't need a bezin. If you have a hechetimtza, he says that's what shtoris is always like that. Edom achzman ashtar nase kemi shenech kerei dusim a bezin. What does that mean? Edom sign on a shtar. Literally, nase kemi shenech kerei dusim. You don't need rishva hakira. That's what Rav Chaim says. You don't need Zman HaMokom. The only reason why he needs Manu Mokam when the Edom are made Balpeh, they give a Haggadah Seder Bifnei Bez Malpeh, that's a din that the Bezdin is Mekabel Edom, they're not allowed to be Mekabel Edis unless they interrogate the Edom and they ask him the Zman and the Mokam. But if you have a Echetimtze, Edom Achsinim Al Ashtar, the Edus is Chal without a Kabbalah Bifnei Bezdin, so then you don't need Rishva Hakiris. They said that's literally Likta Nevet, Rav Reish Lakish, and Av Gimel. You don't need Chakira and you don't need Bezin. The reason why you don't need Chakira is because you don't need a Bezin for a star. But it's Chal, the Eidus is Chal, as if it would have been Eidus Balpeh with a Jewish of a Chakira. So that's what Rav Chaim says, that a get, when the Eidim sign a get, or any dak, any star for that matter, when the Eidim sign even Shtari Mammon, when the Eidim sign a star, there's no din menatera that you need Zman HaMokom. Since there's no need for a bezin, yeah. How does he know that you don't need a bezin? Maybe the din is when the Edom sign the shtar, it has to be bifnei bezin. Of course it doesn't have to be. We know it's a Rav Chaim. It's a double pasha like that. But Rav Chaim proves it. He says from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nechtav Balaila v'nechtav Balaila. The get was written Balaila, and Yedim signed on the back. How can I have Kabbalah say this Balaila? How can I have Kabbalah say this Balaila? He can have Eidus Balaila, he can't have a Kriyas Bezin Balaila. The reason why there's no Kabbalah say this Balaila, because Kabbalah say this normally, Eidus Balter, has to be Bifnei Bezin, you can't establish a Kriyas Bezin Balaila. But when you sign a Ksubah, you don't have to sign it in the presence of a Bezin. So therefore there's no problem of signing Balaila.
It started by day, they could continue into the night.
Yeah. No, it started by
night. Okay,
but
here you can even begin Balaila. You can even begin Balaila. Everything can begin Balaila. Rabbi Kivega, we mentioned once, Rabbi Kivega has in the middle of the Drush, the Chidush is the Chidushim on the Gemaras, he has a few Tshuvas in the middle, in between one Masicht and the other. So one of those few Tshuvas there, in addition to the Shadat Tshuvas Rabbi Kivega, a few volumes, he has a few more in the Drush V'Chidush. So he has one of the letters there, Frektap Safa, Yumer Eskasha. When the Eidim sign on a Ksuba, when they sign on a Get, they sit down. Frektap Kasha, Eidim's Aloche, the Eidim have to be Bamida. Yom Deshneh Hanosh, Eidim have to be Bamida. So he says that's a ridiculous kasha, Rabbi Kivega says. The halacha that requires Eidim Bamida is when the Eidim are made out of respect for the Bezin. So he says by a Shtar, same as Rabbi Chaim, by a Shtar, you don't need Kabbalah say this Bifnei Bezin. So there's no din that has to be Bamida. That's why Rabbi Kivega is bothered with a kasha. He doesn't understand why the minig is, we must have mentioned, why the minig is by a chalitza. That you have. We have five dayanim. L'chad mikra din yonim, you need three dayanim, but the Gemara says l'chad chili, you have five. So we have five dayanim, and then you have two eidim watching. There's a machlekes harishonim, where the chalitza needs eidus l'kim adam. So we're machma, like the Nemuki Yosef says, just like a get in a kiddushin, you need eidus l'kim adam, it's a davar shebi'eva. So chalitza also, we're machma, that you need eidus l'kim adam. So you have two eidim standing, and you have the five members sitting. So Rabbi Kivega says he never understood, why do you need another two people? There are five people here. Mm-hmm. So you have five Eidim. You have five. So what are you going to say? Ein Eid Nasadayin. So he says, Ein Eid Nasadayin is only Eid HaMeyid. Only an Eid HaMeyid, Tosis says, in Makkos and Sanhedrin. Eid HaRoya, there's no problem, Ein Eid Nasadayin. So that's no problem. So he says, Elam, are you going to say like this? No, but Eidim have to be Bambid and Dayadim have to be Bishiva. So that's the problem. The Dayanim have to sit and the Eidim have to stand. So how can this five people count as Eidim? So he says, no. He says, that's not correct. That's only if the Eidim are made bifnei bezin out of respect. But he says, here they're just watching. They're not made. He says, by the Ksuba they sit when they sign. By the Get they sit when they sign the Ksuba. I want you to insist they have to stand. The answer is because they're not being made bifnei bezin. So there's no halacha that has to be Bamida. There's no halacha that has to be Bayom. The same as Rav Chaim says over here. But the Get, the Jewish
Vachakira. The stand is also good.
Yeah.
If they stand, there's also who the Bezdin. Yeah, it doesn't matter if they stand or they sit. Yeah, usually they write better if they're sitting.
Yeah, more comfortable.
They write a handwriting.
It doesn't disqualify what they saw. They saw it standing or sitting. It makes no difference.
No, it doesn't.
But what later on they have to give Eidus and they have to give it in front of Bezdin. That they saw it, then they have to stand.
When they testify in front of Bezdin, right? Out of respect for the Bezdin, they have to stand. That's the pasuk. The Yom Neshneh. The Ramah has a commentary on the bottom of the tour that's called Darkei Moshe on the whole Arbor Turim. So in the beginning of Eben Ezra, one of the early Simonim, he quotes from the Rishonim that the Bali Atosis had a machlekes about this klal from Daf Lama Gimel of Kina Rabbanu LeKiddushim Minei, and a few rare instances that the Gemara lists off there in Gittin Lamed Gimel and in Yevamos Daf Tzadik and Baba Basra Memches and Ksuba Daf Gimel. These four or five cases in the Gemara, not too many. The Gemara says that the Chachamim felt they have to cancel the marriage, so they couldn't. How can they do it? So they declared that the whole marriage was null and void from day number one. So the Rishonim had a machlokes, what if now, Mishnas Tavshin Nun Vav, man is ma'agin, his wife, he doesn't want to give her a get unless she gives him $500,000 and can't afford. So let's say the Bezin decides that he's a Rosh Marusha, and we're not going to wait for him to give the get. We're just going to declare Afkin Abba. He can't force. So it's an ish force. So what we have to force, we'll do it. We'll do Afkin Abba and Kedushim Minei. Do we have the right today to declare Afkin Abba and Kedushim Minei also? It's not only Bizman that they had a Sanhedrin. The Gemara and Baba Basra has later generations when there was a Sanhedrin, they also did Afkin Abba and Kedushim Minei. So do we have the right today, even though we don't have any smuchim? They didn't have any smuchim either in the times of Bavel. So do we have the right to apply Afkin Rabbani Kedushim Minei when there's a very difficult circumstance and all the Chachmei Hador get together and they decide that this is just miserable? So there were some Rishonim who held like that, and the overwhelming majority of Rishonim held that no. That we only apply Afkin Rabbani Kedushim Minei in these few cases. Otherwise it'll be in constant Hefke. Every time there's a miserable marriage, it will just solve the problem, so there won't be any system. We'll undo the whole system.
You could also do it.
Yeah,
this
we have to. We have to break his bones.
In this case, if the husband has lost, he doesn't know. Could also be if this applies.
Yeah,
could be in all cases.
You can solve all the problems of all the world agunas. Yeah. Yeah. So
why
you see that we don't.
I'm sorry.
They didn't. We see Bismar Agmar. They didn't. They had agunas in the days of the Gemara also, who Nebuch was stuck for years, and they didn't. They didn't say Afkinah. I don't know, why did the Chachamim pick Dafka on these five cases? I could have imagined that there's better cases. Yeah.
Do we need any specific act of the Beis Din? Or we just assume that Afkin Rabban could be Kedushos?
No, not that they have to say it, no?
No, that's what some Rishonim insist, like we said before, that you need a get, at least the get should be Kosher with the Rabbanon. You need something to cancel it. You don't just say Afkinu,
just like this,
not corresponding to anything. If they gave a get, which is Pasam and Atar and Kosham and the Rabbanon, so then you say on the level of the Raisis Hafkinu, they were never married at all. And on the level of the Rabbanon, he gave a get. But if he didn't even give a get, so then son, the Ramban says like that. Then you can say Hafkinu. You have to chodsh give a get.
This Amdu, the Eidim, is this a Ma'akev or is this a...
Did the Eidim have to testify by me? The Paskin is not Ma'akev, no.
Oh, because otherwise the Kittel wouldn't be able to be Eidim. Somebody doesn't
relate. Right, right. Bismana Zed, the minig is that we, Taisa says in Zvachit, beginning of the second paragraph, Bismana Zed, the minig is that we give permission to the Eidim to sit, they give permission to the Baladinim to sit. Usually when they come in for a Din Torah, so everybody sits down right away. So the Orach HaShulchan writes that that's not right. When you start the Din Torah, so they have to stand, and then the Bezin gives them permission to sit. Usually they don't wait, usually they sit down. So the Bezin, the Orach HaShulchan, the Bezin is supposed to tell them, will you please stand? And then they say, we now give you permission to sit.
I can court.
Huh? Yeah. What, in court they have to stand?
Yeah, everybody rise.
All right.
And they stay, and they stand the whole time. They stand.
No.
Oh.
Judge enters the room.
Okay. Mean in legal court they follow the Arha Shulchan?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. I mean that his sock is under them and even by the goyim. Okay. Okay. Okay, so now we have to figure out on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. This is clear in the Gemara that the takana that we have is manazeh that you need zman and again. That's a takana de rabbanon. That's not a din min atar. Question is, why isn't it a din min atar? So the Nemuk Yesub had a whole fantastic explanation. And atar he did need zman and they canceled it in Amud Rabbanon. They reinstituted the psashver avar. And Rab Chaim made it easier. He streamlined it. He said min atar there was never any need for zman. Chaim is not so glad because it doesn't really, you have to look in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, it doesn't fit into the Gemara so well there. So he works hard on that also. Because the Gemara had a kasha, I said over Bekitzer, the Gemara had a kasha there in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis says, Echadir Mamas Bechadir in the Farshas Bedrisha Behakira, and they had a steer from a Mishnah in Shviyas. The Mishnah in Shviyas says that you don't need Zman. What was the Mishnah in Shviyas? The Mishnah in Shviyas was a shtar. So according to Rab Chaim, the whole kasha helps on Kohen Ishtar. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin goes by Haggadah Seidus Baal Peh. The Mishnah in Shviyas is talking about a prusbul, so it's talking about a shtar. So a shtar doesn't need zman and mokum. So what was the whole kasha in the first place? So Rab Chaim explains why it's still a kasha. All right, that he works hard already on that. But what he said, Mamish licked the neverta. Reish Lakish says, Heidim Asamal Ashtar Nase Kemi Shenechkara Edusam Bezdin. When they sign a shtar, you don't need Bezdin. And then Memeli, you don't need Rishva Hakira. So it's Chadeidus Ischal, as if there would have been an Eidus Balpeh, Bifnei Bezdin, with it Rishva Hakira. Thus licked Mamish and neverta of Reish Lakish. Very Gishmak in the Gemara. So the Gemara says now that Gemara wants to know what's the reason for Rab Shimon. Doesn't make sense. The get is written by Yoim and the Eidim signed it by Laila and it has yesterday's date. It has the wrong date. So how is that good? How is that good? So the Gemara is going to explain right away. What's the reason for the Takana de Rabbanon? It's clearly only Takana de Rabbanon that you need Zman again. What's the reason? What prompted the Chacham to make the Takana so it's Machlek Zabiechon Mishlokish? Rabiechon Aramun Shum Basa Choysoi. The husband may be so madly in love with his wife that even after she's mezana, he doesn't want her to die. He will not want her to get the death punishment. For Eishes Isha Zinsa gets chenek, so he'll want to be mechape. He'll want to cover up on her and he'll want to give her a get that doesn't have any zman. So she was mezana on Sunday, and he finds out about it, he's going to give her a get on Wednesday, and he won't write this zman. If he'll write this zman, so that the Yadim will say she was mezana on Sunday, and the get was on Wednesday. I'll give her a get a stomach. So when they'll come to Bezin and they'll say she's an Eshes Ishes Insa, she'll say this Garashti, and it'll be a suffix. Nobody will know which preceded, whether they get some misafik, he can't give any dinner fashis. So Rabbi Yechanan says that's what prompted the Chachamim to institute Zman Beget to prevent such a Hechitimtsa from coming about. Mishum Basa Chayse. Basa Chayse means if he marries his niece, so Mistama he'll love her more than anybody else marries a regular girl. Okay. Madly, he's so madly in love with his wife that he loves her, even if she's mezana tachtav, he wants to save her life. Okay, mishum basachos. And mishlok hashama mishum peris. Mishlok says, no, we want to know, like a few people want to know, the baal, the husband, is entitled to eat peris nichsim alug. Let's say the wife has an apartment building, or the wife has money in the bank, or something like that. So all of the peris nichsim alug, all of the income that's accrued during the marriage, the husband is entitled to take. The minute they get divorced, and mikana labo, all the income that comes, all the rent, they have she has a company, a business, a factory, so all the revach that she earns after the get was given is hers. It's no longer going to the husband, no more peris nichsim alug. So you have to know this man in the get to know when the cutoff point, when is she entitled to the peris, when is he entitled to the peris. So he needed for Didimam in his purpose. So the Gemara, why did each one not say? Gemara is saying all this to lead up to Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, Veshlok is my time along with Rabbi Yechanan. What prompted him to give a different shot from... He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan came first. He was a Zerebbe. So why did he get...
That's it.
He already loses Peres Nichsim Alum. Even though he didn't give it till 3 days later, even though the Yadim didn't sign it till tonight, that doesn't matter. Either the Yadim are signing the wrong Zman. Why is it the wrong Zman? It's the right Zman. The Yadim don't have to sign, we are signing on Lag Boimer. The Yadim is signing, the Zman in the get is the correct Zman. The relevance of this man, or if he rips up the get, he throws it out in the garbage, he never divorced his wife, so it's all over. But if ultimately he does divorce his wife with this get, so that we say that he lost the Peiris Nichsim Aluk from the moment of the Ksivis HaGet, which was used, that get which was used for the purpose of divorcing his wife. Yeah, if later...
You know why the purpose of dating the star of dating the guest? Is there a halacha between the time of the divorce or the death of one for women to remarry? Lakish and Rav Yochanan, you know, why the purpose of dating the star, of dating the guest. Isn't there a halacha between the time of the divorce or the death of one for a woman to remarry, there has to be a span of 90, 91, 92 days?
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't they say that the reason for writing the date on and the get is that the woman should have an idea when she'd be allowed to get married? If there's a question when she was married, if there was a child, if they don't know if it's in the first or the second, go back to the date that the get was written, and that's, you know, evidence that of when the
she can get married again.
For the father, when the actual marriage occurred.
No, no. The Havchana is only in the Rabbanon. Even though the Gemara bases it on the Pasuk, Pasuk says, "By Avraham Avinu, Lias Lachol Elokim Lazaracha Acharecha." The Rabbanu Shalom is going to be the God of the Jewish people. And we are the Am Hashem. He wants to be our God only if it's going to be Lazaracha Acharecha, if it's Zara Miyuchas Achro. When we know the Mishpachosim Lareis Avosim, we know that when there's no Hefkeris and Znus, we know who the father is, who the mother is, and so on. But since the pasuk says Lias Lachol Elokim Zarcha Acharecha, so the Gemara says you need Zara Miyuchas Achrov. So that's why we don't allow a woman to remarry within 3 months after the husband dies or the husband divorces her. She may become pregnant. We won't know whether this is a 9 month child from the first husband, or 7 month child from the second husband. So that's why they need a havchana. So the Gemara says it's based on the pasuk, but the Pnei Yeshua and the later Achrayim say that that's only an asmachtam of the Rabbanon. The Pesach Tshuva quotes it on Ebenezer. It's not a real din derais. It's only an asmachtam of the Rabbanon. So Mustafa, they're not going to make such chumras to institute the zman. And if Minatari, you don't need zman to get, they're going to institute mid the Rabbanon in order to know how to count Avchon. No, weapons are Shengeman Eitzah, how to count Avchon.
We'll
figure it out already.
Huh? She would have to count it. Have to,
Gemara has later on the next daf, Yud Ches Mam, is going to be a machlokes. When do you count Avchon? From the zman Ksivas Aget or from the Nesina?
So
if you hold from the Nesina, then the zman Aksiva is not going to help. Then it's not going to help. No, Rav Shimon is not talking about Havchana.
We don't know Ksiva.
It's huh?
We don't know when Ksiva was. He can give it, I guess, a year later.
Has to be no.
We don't know when the scene is. The Ksiva is his mom. Ksiva has his mom. That's another din. That's another din. If a man writes a get and he lives with his wife before, he's not allowed to, but if he lives with his wife, then the Rambam says the get is possible in Torah. Because we assume that he was mevatel again, right? We assume he was mevatel again.
He's a mogi mar. If he wants to, if he has intentions of divorcing his wife, he's not supposed to live with her anymore.
It's another thing. Yeah, it's another thing. Okay, we'll get to all these things. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara says again on the third line, Bishleimu l'Reish Lakish. If you say the reason for the takana the Rabbanon of Zman is in order to know what the cutoff point is for the purpose of Peres Nitzmelug. So we understand Pshat and Reb Shimon. Why Reb Shimon holds that Nichta Bayom and Echta Malayla is good? So the answer is because he holds that the Baal loses Paris from the time of Ksiva, even before the Nesina. Elo, but if you hold the Reb Yechanan that the reason for this man in the get is because you want to know about this news, so how can Reb Shimon does make any sense? How can Reb Shimon say that the correct man is this man of the Ksiva? It's in Gansan wrong. The correct man should be this man of the Nesina, I guess. Shemi Chapa Basachos, it depends when the get was given, not when it was written, not when it was signed. The Stam, how can Reb Shimon say that this man from yesterday is good as the Chapela? And for the Gemara, Amalach Reb Yechanan, Reb Yechanan admits, I leave Reb Shimon loy kamina. I never said my opinion within Reb Shimon. Kiko Amina, when did I speak, when did I voice my view that the reason for the Takana's man begitten is Shemi Chapa Basachos, that's only Alibi the Rabbanon. Alibi Reb Shimon, maskim that Rishlokish is the term. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Mishnah holds that the reason for Takana's man beget is because of Peres Nichsim Alug, and Reb Shimon holds that the Baal forfeits Peres Nichsim Alug from the Shas Ksivas Aget. He loses right away. And the Machlekes of Yechon Mishlokish only is Alibi the Rabbanon. My time of the Rabbanon, according to the Chacham de Reb Shimon, what's the reason for the Takana's man beget? So now the Gemara continues. Bishleim with Reb Yechanan, if you all like Reb Yechanan, this is exactly the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Hainadike bein Reb Shimon, the Rabbanon, that what? Shimon holds the reason for the Takana's man beget is Mishum Peres, and the Baal forfeits Peres in the minute of Ksivas HaGet. So if it's Nechta Bayom and Nechta Malayla, the Zman is the correct Zman, Taka he loses, and the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon on the reason for the Takana. They hold that the reason is Shem Yichapa Basa Chosa. They want to ascertain for Znus purposes, for Chiv Misa purposes, so the Zman of the Ksiva is no good. We want the Zman of the Chasimah Sa'edim because Mustam is going to give the get right after the Edom are going to sign it. Ella, the Reish Lakish, but Reish Lakish says that not only Reb Shimon says the reason is Peiris, the Chachamim also say Peiris. So Reb Shimon says the same as the Rabbanu. They both say the time of the Takanas Peiris. So what are they fighting about then? If they both hold the reason for the Takanas Peiris, what are they fighting? Ella, the Reish Lakish, Ma'ikot ben Reb Shimon, the Rabbanu, what's the Kudus HaMachloike? Zog the Gemara, this is it. Peiris the Mishas Ksiv, Vashas Chasim, Ekimena, this is exactly the Machloikes. When does the Baal lose the Schus, the Peiris, Nechsamaluk? Does he lose the schus from the Shas Sivas Haged? Or do you say, no, he loses the schus from Shas Nesinas Haged when he gives it over. When he gives it over. The Pashup Shat should have been, the Pashto should have been, that the Baal, like Rabbi Yechanan said before, the Baal loses Peiris, Mishas Nesinas. Until he gives the Nesinas Haged, she's still married to him. So why should he lose the Peiris, the right to Peiris, Nechsim Aluk? Why should Rabbi Shimon hold that the Baal loses Peiris, Mishas Sivas Haged? No, you can say better, because the Gemara has over here. So we mentioned, I think, once, when we started the Mishkan, as Yankim has a tshuva where he puts together the Gemara. In the next Talmud, we'll go through part of it. Again, he has halachos from a few Gemaras that the din of ksivas aget l'shma, special din by get, you need ksivas l'shma. What it means is that the get, the gerishin, is different from a chiras chametz, a shtam a chiras chametz, and all other stars. By gerishin, the kinyan of gerishin consists of a composite. It begins with the ksiva. The ksiva has to be the shema, means that the haskolos agerishin is the ksiva. And there are several rayas to that. So that's what one of the rayas is Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon says, since the haskolos agerishin is the ksivas aget, so he already loses the pair. He's already in the process. He's holding in the middle of the process of divorcing his wife. It's not the same as any other shtar mechiras karka. The ksivas hashtar is just the hachonas hacheftze with which I just prepared the tool, which I'm going to use later to use a transaction. I didn't begin the transaction. By the get, the ksivas hashtar is the haskolas maisa gerishin. That's exactly what it means that you need lishma. So Reb Shimon says, kivin shenasa ein of lagarish, it doesn't mean ohata hava mina. The Gemara has a lashon, kivin shenasa abal ein of lagarish, hotten zin megarish zayin, not nishta hotten zin. He began already the haskolas agerishin. That's why it's strange, that's what the Gemara has on the next daf. The Gemara, the sugya of Havchana, that a woman has to wait 92 days, 90 full days, let's say she got divorced a minute before the Shkia, and she wants to get married a minute after the Shkia later. So you need Tzadik Beis Yom, you need 92 days, 90 full days, plus the day of the Gerishin, plus the day of the Chasana. Yeah. So you need Havchana, that dinner, you need Havchana. So the that topic is discussed at length and Yevamos and Ksuvos. It should have been here in Gittin, maybe. Nisht, as I live it to Anim and Malcolm Ech, Vashir and Malcolm Ech. Tesis increases, quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi on the Pasuk, Kaisu Gani Asecha, Mimecha Ktavi Lachma, that Mimecha Ktavi Lachma. You bring Mar Mekaimus from all the way over there. So Tesis quotes Live it to Anim and Malcolm Ech, Vashir and Malcolm Ech. So the Grad of the Din of Havchana in Hilchus Gittin, and nevertheless it's in Hilchus Gittin. And in the Talmud, it's not. It's in Yevamos right. And Ksuvos. So all of a sudden, Gemara Yutches and Manala, Fort Arayin, with a discussion of the Havchana. When do you start counting the Havchana, the Tzadik Beis Yom? Do you start from the Zman Ksivas Haget, or do you start from the Zman Nesinas Haget? Sometimes there'll be 2-3 days in between. Let's say they wrote to get to New York till they sent it by mail to California till the Bezin got together. It was Yom Tov, it was Chalamoid, it was Shabbos, whatever. It takes a week or two till they give it. So do you count it 92 days from the Yom Aksiva, or do you count from the Yom HaNasina? Why is it discussed over here? If there's 15 lines in the middle of Gittin, it belongs either in Yevamos and Ksuvos. The Havchana topic doesn't appear at all over here. So that's when the Mishkan Es Yankiv says, no, it's a Hemshech from Reb Shimon, it's klar. Reb Shimon says, Kivin Shenasan Abal Enav Lagarsha, that Ksivas Aged, it is the Haschal of the Gerishin, and that's why he loses the Peiris Nechsem Aluk, because he's already in the process of divorcing, not that he's thinking. Not Nosan Ein of Lagarish, Hotten Zin Megarish to Zayin his wife. He's in the process of divorcing his wife. It's a process. It's a long process that consists of a composite of more than one pula. The Ksiva with the Nesinas Haget. So the Gemara quotes and
the Havchana should begin when it's written.
Oh, so the Gemara quotes that there's a Machlokes Rav Shmuel, and it could even be that we paskin like that. The two gears is what the Psak is. Yeah, that some are of the opinion, and some even paskin la halacha like that. That the Havchan also is counted not from the time that the Gemara HaGerishin occurred, but from the Haskolos HaGerishin. That's why the Gemara quoted him. That's why it's a Tela on this daf, Yud Zayin, The Marshal has a sefer on a few mesichtes, around 10 mesichtes. It's called Yamshel Shlomo. His name was Rav Shlomo Luri. He was the cousin of the Ramo. Had a lot of machlokes in halacha with the Ramo. The Yeridei, a Kaseida, they disagree. The Shachar is quotes from the Marshal. He disagrees a lot with the Ramo. So in the Yamshel Shlomo, Yan Gitten, Shaita Gansa Maisa, that there was a Maisa Shahoya in his city, that a couple didn't have shalom bayis and they were tzikrikt and they were discussing, they were separated and they were going to get divorced, and then the wife died. So the shayla is whether the husband died, I forget already who died. Now, by now they're all dead. So the shayla is whether they have to observe Shiva or not. So the Marshal said they don't have to observe Shiva. And the nechtluku olai chachmei, so he has a lashon, ola chachmei ho'ir disagreed with him. What are you, crazy? They're still married. Just because they don't have shalom bayis. A lot of people don't have shalom bayis. So, of course they sit shiva. There's a husband and a wife, they sit shiva. So, now you did. The only sit shiva is the shalom bayis. And a father and a son, they only sit shiva if they got along. If they didn't get along, doesn't sit shiva. Brother and a sister, only if they get along. And now you did. So the husband and the wife also. So the Marshal says, no. So you're halfway divorced. So he says there was a big machlokes himself and all the chachmei who he said that there's no shiva, and the other said, what are you talking about? Of course there's shiva. So he writes, they sent the shaila to Yerushalayim. Email, where they sent? I don't know. Who they sent? Sent to Yerushalayim. And an Adam Godel, a big place in Yerushalayim, anonymous, it doesn't say who. Adam Godel Yerushalayim said like him. So that's the din. Said like me. Doesn't have some modern story. So Rabbi Kiveger and Hilchos Avelis tells you to look in this. And this Yamshel Shlomo for this issue, it's a big machlekes in the later achrayim whether you should paskin like this or not. The pashtus is that it's a shita yichido and ganzen opgefrekt, but in Avelis we have a klal halachik demameko bavol. Whenever there's a machlekes a paskin, as long as there's a legitimate shita who says lahakel, so if you're convinced that the din is not so, so you don't paskin like that. But if you're not convinced one way or the other, I don't have any opinion on the matter. So then, even though the rabbim say one way, but if there's a shita sayach, it says lekula, they have a right to be mekel in Hilchos Avelis. So that's a deal in the later achrayim. Hayos, the Rebbe Kivegi quotes this from the Marshal, from the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo claims that this Adam Godel Yerushalayim, some anonymous figure, agreed with him. So it's not just the shita yichido legamre. If it's a shita yichido, so you don't even say halach debar mekel, but it's nishken yichido. And so on. The Rashash also has it on his own in Baba Basra. With that, he didn't know the Marshal. So he shows that it's a machlokes taisvus in the Rashbam. In the end of Baba Basra, and he says, halachic divan mekel bava, we should be mekel like the Rashbam. So that's a machlokes in more recent poskim. Whether this is it even considered a legitimate enough sheet to follow Zachanis to say halachic divan mekel bava? Or it's in Ganzen abgefragt, that if the couple is separated,
yeah,
not time they don't have shalom bayis, they're separated and holding by getting a get, that you should say that it's not better. So the whole thing is bemes apella. But the Gemara says, kiven shenosan abal lein of legarsha, it means a hotten zin megarish design. That's what the Mishkan es Yankim said, not nosan ein of legarsha, he has in mind. He did the ksivis haget already, the ksivis haget is the haskholos hagerishin. He's in the middle of the process of divorcing her, not Nosanein of Lagarsha Kipshuta, he's thinking about it. He's thinking very heavily about divorcing his wife. That was the whole tshuva in the Mishkan es Yankiv, that the Poshev Shat and the whole Hemshech HaSugi is that the only time something is changing in the Peiris Nichsim Malug, in the Havchone, is if they did the Ksivis HaGet the Red, but if they're just they're separated and they have a date to go to Bezin to do the Get, there's not hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to see to it that the Migdash Al-Mail is still there, he'll see to it that he will bring back the Migdash Al-Mat. Rav said that many of the Haftaris were instituted by the Chachamim, especially here, Achim Mois Kedoshim, Ba'abuchu Kaisai, to be Mechazik Emune, and be Asa Mashiach, and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMigdash, and that's why the Bracha of the Haftarah is Namun Ato Hashem Akeh, and Namunim Devarach, and Devarach, and Devarach, and Ochal Yashur Reikam. We speak about the Divrei Hanavim who promised all of the wonderful Haftachos L'Asei Lama. So he thought that perhaps that's the reason why they chose this Haftarah to give sort of Divrei Tanchumen after the terrible Teichach.